Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Regular listeners of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema will know that over the past few weeks, we've been taking a look back at 2012 and featuring some of the more prominent film scores from the past year. Today, we conclude that look back by counting down the very best film music of the past year. Of course, it's just one man's opinion, but I do think you'll enjoy the rich musical selections we're offering today. Coming in at number 5, director Ang Lee has collaborated with composer Michael Dana on several occasions. Dana provided an effectively minimalist score for Lee's superb drama The Ice Storm, and delivered a sweeping western score for Lee's overlong Civil War epic Ride with the Devil. Dana was also set to score Lee's underrated Hulk, but his score was ultimately rejected and replaced with a new score by composer Danny Elfman. Directors and composers don't generally get back together after such situations, but Dana returned in 2012 to score Lee's Life of Pi. It's a beautifully crafted film with a surprisingly complex concept at its core, and the music is some of the best Dana has written in years. Expressive and lovely, without ever turning too sentimental or mawkish, the score perfectly accentuates the film's lyrical tone. Let's take a listen.
Come.
wonderful music by composer Michael Dana, written for Life of Pi. The ambitious Cloud Atlas was one of the year's most hotly debated films. Co-directed by Tom Twyker, Andy Wachowski, and Lana Wachowski, the film spanned multiple time periods and featured a host of talented actors playing multiple roles. The film found countless ways to subtly connect the assorted stories it told. Small plot elements would bleed from one tale into another, and smart pieces of editing reinforced some interesting thematic connections. The music also served as a unifying force, with one theme in particular, the Cloud Atlas Sextet, playing an integral role in the story. The music was co-written by Twyker and his longtime collaborators Reinhold Hale and Johnny Klimek. I was underwhelmed by their previous collaborations on Twyker's other films, but this time around they've really stepped up their game. It's not a particularly complex score. These guys will never be John Williams in the orchestration department, but it's a tremendously effective one which adds a great deal to the emotional impact of the film. Let's take a listen. music written for Cloud Atlas by Tom Twyker, Johnny Klimek, and Reinhold Hale. One of the most hotly anticipated scores of 2012 was The Hobbit. After all, Howard Shore's tremendous music for the Lord of the Rings films remains one of the crowning musical achievements of the 21st century, so the opportunity to hear Shore return to Middle-earth had Lord of the Rings fans salivating. While the score for The Hobbit doesn't quite have the wild ambition of the Lord of the Rings scores, the thematic focus is a bit more narrow for starters. It's another considerable effort, which leans heavily on a terrific new theme for the dwarves, while also employing a good deal of older material. Enjoy!
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're counting down the best film music of 2012 on the program today. Coming in at number 3 was music by Howard Shore, written for The Hobbit. Coming in at number 2, a new score by Alexandre Desplat, written for Argo. On his previous two films, director Ben Affleck had collaborated with composer Harry Gregson-Williams, who turned in disappointingly anonymous scores for Gone Baby Gone and The Town. For his new thriller Argo, Affleck turned to the consistently busy Alexandre Desplat. Desplat wrote effective scores for quite a few films in 2012, including Moonrise Kingdom, Rise of the Guardians, and Zero Dark Thirty, but Argo is his most inventive and compelling effort. A large portion of the score seems to take a page from the Italian thriller scores written by Ennio Morricone, using vocals in an unconventional, almost percussive fashion. However, the other side of the score is classic Hollywood grandeur, highlighting the heroism of the tale's central figures. The two styles mesh surprisingly well, and Desplat once again effectively demonstrates what a versatile and talented composer he is. Take a listen. Very fine music by Alexandre Desplat, written for Ben Affleck's Argo. And now time to move along to our number one pick on our countdown of the very best film music of 2012. For me, the most unique and satisfying film score of the past year was penned by two newcomers, Dan Rahmer and Ben Zeitlin's music written for a film directed by Zeitlin called Beast of the Southern Wild. It's a low-budget movie which repeatedly demonstrates how to do more with less. For all of its limitations, it's one of the most visually and musically impressive films of the year. While it's common for composers who break film music conventions to get overpraised, just consider how much attention Trent Reznor's sloppy, insufferable score for Girl with the Dragon Tattoo received, this unique effort is worthy of all the acclaim it's received and more. It adds immensely to the film's fairy tale nature and transforms scenes which would be quite moving on their own terms into emotionally overpowering moments. It's a score which knows precisely when to shift from intimate shadings to epic melodic statements, and it adds more to the film it accompanies than any other film score from the past year. We'll conclude today's program with a suite of music from that effort. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.